It was a violent 4th of July weekend in New York City. Dozens of shootings with at least 11 people dead. Someone even fired a shot through a police car window. WCBS reporter Sean Adams joins us live from the Bronx this morning with that story. Sean?
Yeah, blood in the streets, an urban war zone over the holiday weekend. 11 dead, 55 people shot, 37 shootings across New York City. Here in the Bronx, Mott Haven, outside the 40th Precinct Station House, two officers suffered minor injuries when a bullet shattered the windshield of their SUV. Was it a stray shot or a targeted shooting? It's not known. Local Reverend Oswald Davis came out here to support the police.
This is a police station. They are here to protect us. Put the guns down. Stop shooting at our cops.
Former Police Commissioner Ray Kelly has said disbanding the plainclothes anti-crime units, that was akin to raising a white flag. The PBA blames the mayor and members of the city council for creating an anti-police atmosphere. Brooklyn Borough President Eric Adams wants an emergency meeting with the police commissioner so they can formulate a strategy to stop the violence. Live in Mott Haven, Sean Adams, WCBS News Radio 880.